Blog Talk Radio. Three, two, one. Blog Talk Radio.
Morning to you. It's your girl, Miss Coco, and you're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. We're a little bit behind schedule, but we are here nevertheless. It's your girl, Miss Coco. I know a lot of you are tuning in for the very first time here. So welcome to the Midnight Coco Show. Today is Inspirational Monday, and today we are going to just continue to motivate you and move into the right direction or into the positive direction. You know, some of you may feel like, you know, you're defeated or that, you know, you don't really know what your purpose is in life, or you don't know what's going on next. What's coming up next for you, you know, but I do believe that no matter what you're going through, that it is going to be okay. You know, you feel like you've been defeated, or you may feel like you've lost something, but you didn't lose. You know, it was only a temporary setback, and you're coming back for a new season. You know, and it's okay. It's okay, no matter, you know, you feeling, you know, if you're feeling, oh, I'm defeated, I don't know what to do, like, it's frustrating for me, you know, I don't know if this is the right thing, you know, I don't feel like I am making progress, you know, whatever it is that you feel like. You still may feel down, like, oh, you know, I don't know if I made the correct choice. I was this, I was that. You know, sometimes you have to stop doubting yourself. Stop doubting yourself when it comes to, you know, your dreams, you know, your dreams and your aspirations. Don't doubt yourself, you know, never doubt yourself about what it is that you feel passionate about in your life, you know. There have been times where I felt defeated, you know, where I felt like I don't know if this is, you know, where I'm supposed to be, you know, in my life. I don't know if this is where, you know, I need to be, or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, we have to stop self-guessing, you know, ourselves. We need to make sure that, you know, whatever we do in life, however we, you know, need to feel like we need to achieve it. We got to continue to push forward. You know, we have to continue to keep pushing forward and go for it. Because it don't matter how it looks on the outside, maybe to other people, you're a winner. You know what I'm saying? You're still a winner. And you're going to win regardless. You know, some people may try to put that doubt in your mind and say, well, you know, this and that and the third, I don't know if you're a great fit for this particular thing or whatnot that we have going on. I don't know if this and that. You know, on last week I was getting myself to, you know, preparing my resume, and I was trying to make the decision if I was going to get back into the workforce or if I want to just continue to do what I'm doing now. And when I say get back into the workforce, I'm saying if I wanted to get back into, you know, corporate, if I want to get into the corporate world, or if I wanted to just stay where I am and stay independent, you know what I'm saying? Stay independent and just do, you know, just do me, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I wanted to just be and do my own thing and not work for somebody else, work up under someone else. Because, you know, it can be hard. It can be tricky when you are working for someone else, you know, because you have to go by their rules, their, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, sometimes you don't want to, may not want to do that. You know, you may want to just do your thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, so you may want to just do your thing where, you know, you have control over. Nobody has that control over you and the decisions that you want to make. Like, for me, I can decide if I want to continue to do this, you know, if I can decide if I want to do what I'm doing now, or if I want to, you know, go up under somebody, you know, if I want someone else to, you know, if I wanted to, you know, decide if I want to schedule a show or not, or be, you know, be on the show. You know, sometimes I may not want to do the show. I may just want to just sit back and chill for a day or something. I may want to take a break. I have that decision. I don't have to worry about saying or calling in to somebody and letting somebody know, hey, I don't feel good today. And they say, well, why do you want to come in? Why don't you want to come in? Or this and that and the third. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa, whatever. They may say, well, you know what? You got to come in or else, you know, you don't come back in at all. You know, I don't have to worry about that. I can do what my own thing is. So sometimes when, you know, it's difficult when you are working for someone else. So, but if that's your desire to work for someone else, or you want to just work for, you know, whatever the case may be, then don't give up on yourself. Don't allow negativity or doubt, or because you know, like, well, I got nervous. Well, don't worry about it. You may not have been nervous. You may think that sometimes you have to get out of your head. You know what I'm saying? You have to get out of your head. You have to believe that you are the perfect person for whatever it is that you want to achieve in life. You have to believe and put it into your mind that, you know what, everything is going to work out. This is for me. And if it's not for me, then God has something else for me on the other side. You know what I'm saying? He has something else on the other side of that door. You know, you may have felt like you've lost something. Like, oh, I lost my will to continue to develop, you know, my character, or develop my brand, or whatever the case may be. You know, don't allow that fear or that negative thought come into your mind. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth going through that. So you definitely want to get on a positive track and really just continue to be positive. Have a positive outlook on everything. You know, don't allow your butterfly to turn back into a caterpillar. You want to continue to flourish. You know what I mean? You were a caterpillar that turned into a beautiful butterfly, and you don't want to lose the butterfly. You know, I was listening to Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts yesterday, and she had a message where you eat like a king. And she talked about how, you know, she just had her daughter with her husband, and she, you know, was kind of struggling with her weight. She didn't feel beautiful, and so on and so forth. You know, and we've all had those moments, you know, where we've gained weight and we're trying to lose it, and it seems like we're not losing it, and we don't feel beautiful, you know, and our significant other's not, you know, he may be losing weight or something, he may be, you know, on the top of his game and everything, and yet you're feeling like, you know, okay, I don't, you know, this and that, and I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, you're not feeling confident like you used to, you know, and so she said that he came to her and he said something to the effect about, you know, not lose the butterfly, you know, let's not lose the butterfly or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Or the butterfly isn't lost or something to that effect. But I'll share that message. That message was really powerful because it's like you thinking that you lost or that you were defeated is something that you've been trying to achieve. You know, and you feel it, you're feeling down because you feel like, oh, I don't know if I did good. I don't think I passed that test, or I don't think that this relationship is going, you know, I think I messed up, you know, because of, you know, I asked for this and that and the third or whatever, or I feel like, you know, what I was trying to do to try to make myself look better in front of that person or try to impress the person, I don't think it went so well or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So you can't lose that confidence and go back into retreat. You can't become a hermit because you feel like you didn't do what you were supposed to do, or you feel like it didn't go over well. You know what I'm saying? You know, there have been many times where I felt like I was defeated because of a certain person that I've hung, you know, that I've been around. They may have achieved or did a better job than I did. You know, everybody has their own gift and their own talent. So whatever somebody else has doesn't mean that you don't have that same ability to do whatever they did, or that the person that you're working with or doing something for doesn't recognize your ability or your passion for what you were trying to do or trying to accomplish. don't feel like they completely ignored you or dismissed your effort, or that they didn't sense that, you know, something isn't right. I believe that you deserve to have credit too. You know what I'm saying? Anything like that. So you don't want to put yourself down, okay? You don't want to allow fear to get into the way of what you're trying to achieve, ever. So we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and continue our Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com. We're live on the Men in Power Network as well as on Cocoa Radio. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back, y'all. Keep it locked. It's your girl, Miss Coco. Hit me up on Twitter at Midnight Coco or Karita40, K-H-R-I-T-A. All right, we'll be right back, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
Queens, you know the avenue, venues, DVDs, mixtapes, just a small donation, incense, knowledge books. Rasta color headband held his breaths up, pushing crates of incense on a hair truck. A draft pick with New York Lindstrom, but he got traded. I gave a bum change, but I could tell he was faded. Jehovah Witness, passed pamphlets to Charles Dazen, not knowing that Yahweh Satan. Spiral staircase at Jamaica Center. Custom stands from fruits to perfumes, nuts to cold water. Dollar Vans allow food. I'm in my Ray-Bans, Raycon stands, no half moon, it's quite sunny. React tribal, it's tight funny. And this modern day village got bruise on deck with the pillage. But we supposed to move like pilgrims in the last days. No chinchillas, yo, that's crazy. But kings gonna be kings, right? Even if it's at the hands of an Edomite. I sit the seagram's light, thinking of ways to help my people see the light. Sometimes the truth hurts the extinction of regal life. The truth's too much of a burden. Plus I got my own problems. My things stop trying to solve them. Just give them to the Most High. It was written in the scriptures if you wanna know why. Every day this how I hold mine. Corinthians, no kush, no sour, no la. Kadash, raw, raw. See me? Do you see me? Do you hear me? Dizzy, 4D, 4G, copy, mimic, and follow. Don't forget the pace here, then share. Tomorrow we gon' do it again. Take care when you see me. Do you see me? Do you hear me? Ace Dizzy, 4D, 4G, copy, mimic, and follow.
Right.
Don't forget the pace here, then share.
Shit.
Tomorrow we gon' do it again. Take care.
There was a time you accepted me with open arms. Thought I was a dawn, pretty, and my goons carried arms. No license, with me through the city, rocking charms. Uptowns and fans, troops used to fight Saddam. Patriot then, but no Brady type. Always kept the crisp fade, Queens wavy type. Nowadays, close season, whatever the day be like. Studying scriptures then became my daily life. Now I get a natural high, but higher I shot, a higher shorty from the Ashaw tribe said I was lava. For dedicating and witnessing for the Messiah. I told her what's the difference between a thief and a liar. One is still a Selena, the other claim he have it. Walking into Wayne Reed, complimenting her fabrics. Scriptures, sisters on her head, that's automatic. Could tell she was about her bread, but nothing drastic. So down to earth, it's like Nassau landed in my head. I ain't have to go and keep asking. When you see me, do you see me? Do you hear me? Ace Dizzy, 4D, 4G, copy, mimic, and follow. Don't forget the pace here, then share. Tomorrow we gon' do it again. Take care. When you see me, do you see me? Do you hear me? Ace Dizzy, 4D, 4G, copy, mimic, and follow. Don't forget the pace here, then share. Tomorrow we gon' do it again. Take care.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Miss Coco, and we are live right now. Today we are talking about never giving up on your dream, never giving up on what it is that you want to do in your life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, we may feel like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, it seems real hard. And I don't feel like I am making a good progress. You know, I don't know if I feel like, you know, I don't know if this is the right direction I'm supposed to be going in, because I feel like my whole world is is going, you know, or I feel like I'm just not doing the right thing. You know, I don't feel like I'm doing the right thing. You know, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? But you are on the right track. You can't allow fear or disappointment, you know. You can't allow it to kind of like basically take away what you've worked hard for. You know what I'm saying? You gotta put that energy into that negative energy, turn it into a positive energy, you know, and knowing that whatever you want to achieve, it's going to happen. You know, whatever in life that you feel like is yours, it's going to come forth, you know. Like I was saying yesterday, I watched the sermon yesterday, and I felt good about, you know, where I was headed. You know, I felt like I was moving into a positive direction, but then something happened to where it kind of diminished that confidence that I had, where I no longer felt like I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. I no longer felt like I was moving. I just didn't feel like I was moving in the right direction, you know? And that can be very frustrating and hard when you know that you've been wanting to do something in your life and it doesn't seem like it's going in the positive direction that it needs to go in, you know? But regardless, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay, you know? You can't allow negativity to stop you or hinder you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. All is going to be okay, you know? So just know that no matter what, you're going to be all right. So even if you're on your job and you feel like, oh, you know, I think this person is trying to sabotage me, or this person is trying to do this and do that to me. It's okay. Don't allow that to creep up into your mind, you know? Don't allow those negative thoughts to creep up. Don't allow, you know, the pain of feeling like you've lost stop you or hinder you. Because you didn't lose. You didn't lose. You actually won. May not feel like you won, but you won. You won. So the next thing for you to do is to continue on and walk in that confidence. Build your confidence. Continue to build your confidence, you know? Build what you worked hard for. You know, and you'll be fine. You'll definitely be fine. Hit me up on Twitter at Midnight Coco or Karita 40, K-H-R-I-T-A 40. Also find us on Instagram, instagram.com/radiococo. Also Facebook, facebook.com/cocoradio. We're going to take another break, but we're going to come back, continue our Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Coco Show. We're going to also encourage those out there who may have lost someone in their life. Yesterday we lost an activist that's been a game changer in the community for the African American community. Nipsey Hussle, we're going to talk about that and encourage those who have experienced that loss or who knew him that are feeling some kind of way right now. So we're going to continue with our Inspirational Monday. Keep a lot. Don't go anywhere. It's your girl, Miss Coco. This is Inspirational Monday on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, a black king. I wonder, do you dream? When people always think whatever you do, you trying to scheme. Or torn down, thrown under the bus. You a black man, no, you can't be one of us. All of your love is mistaken for lust. You can't catch a break because you're bleeding too much. They're scared of your power, they're scared of your prowess. In my opinion, you are the best, but I digress. Black king, I wonder, do you feel pain? Whenever you get beat down, you get back up again. They take away your money, they strip away your fame. Again, they call you a boy, they say you ain't a man, they tear down your pride, put the fire out inside, but I believe in you, because you are the truth, now get your tail up and do what it do, babe. It's bulletproof, black king. You heal my soul. You come to my rescue when I'm about to lose control. Your voice calls me like sweet therapy. You always know the right things to say to me. When I am down, you lift me with your strong back, with the strength of 10 men. Yeah, I want all that. I need you in my life. I need you to stay. Come what may, don't ever walk away. Thank you.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It's Inspirational Monday. One yesterday, we got the news that we lost someone who has been a huge pillar in the community, Nipsey Hussle. He was shot outside of his clothing store in Hollywood, and right now I don't think there have been any details released as of yet. I haven't seen any, but he was, you know, he was gunned down or shot outside of his clothing store. He was closing up, and someone came in and they shot him. And it's sad that, you know, that we lost somebody, and we keep losing our people. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of your skin color or whatever the case may be, we keep losing our people, and we gotta stop with the violence. You know what I'm saying? The hatred, you know. We really got to stop with that. You know, it's like it's becoming too much to the point where, you know, it seems like we're becoming a dying nation. And we don't, that's not a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not something that we need to continue to do. You know, and it's unfortunate that he was taken from us like that, you know. And we just need to send our prayers out to his family, to those who knew him in the community, those who were influenced by him, not only in music, but, you know, as a businessman. If he ever touched your life, or if he ever, you know, influenced you in some type of way, you know, we want to encourage you not to give up. Don't feel like this is, you know, the end of his legacy. His legacy will continue to live on. It can continue to live on through you. It can continue to live on in it can continue to live on in you. Continue to just not worry about what's going to happen next, you know. What's going to happen to, you know, what we fought so hard for, what we've been fighting for? It's not the end. It's not the end of his legacy. We can continue to fight, continue to speak our voice, and show the rest of the world that hatred will not be tolerated. You know, bullying will not be tolerated. Violence will not be tolerated. Continue to just focus on the positive, you know, continue to focus on the positive and not on the negative, because we, you know, just because we lost him, we want to continue to go forward. We want to use his life as an example to shed light and love and peace. I know it's tough, I know it's rough out there, but hey, we got to continue to push forward and move forward. You know, can't allow just one person's hatred against me, and it's been so much going on, or someone who just has no morals or anything, or just no compassion for life, period, diminish our viewpoint of love and peace and activism, you know what I mean? We can allow that to diminish our goal in to spreading positivity, awareness, love, you know, peace, all happiness, joy, all of the good things that, you know, that God has given us. We need to start spreading that, start speaking that into existence. Love, happiness, joy, peace, you know, patience, kindness, compassion, temperance. We need to continue to spread that. You know, that's what we're all here. That's our goal in life. One of our goals in life is to spread that positive light, that love, that peace, that joy, everything that is good. You know what I'm saying? We can't let evil win. We can't let hate win. If we allow evil and hate to win in our lives, and we can start within us, then, you know, then it can, you know, it can really diminish everything that is in, that we've been put here on this earth to do. So let's use this as an example. We're going to take a moment of silence right now for Nipsey Hussle and his family, and then we're going to continue with the show. May Nipsey Hussle rest in peace. We're going to take another break, but we're going to come back, continue our Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Coco Show on Blog Talk Radio. Mid Empowered Coco Radio Network. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
To spot the madness when it comes to you. I'm so frustrated, and I know that you are too.
Stand up for freedom.
We don't know what
freedom
to do.
Freedom.
All in our feelings about the past.
Because it
and
hurts.
We can't escape the pain that we feel when we look at roots and see massive cracking the whoop all on our ancestors' back.
It hurts so much.
It's hard to tell by just looking around how much suffering that they've actually really reaped.
What would they really think about us if they knew?
And see, we need to start thinking about things like that when we pray our souls to keep. Because see, out here things are deep.
We are lacking.
Shootings in churches and schools and clubs, it seems like selfishness is the new love.
When is it going to stop?
When will we learn that it's time to come together and unite? See, our
united
children are being targeted every day and every night.
Fall.
And the shadow
fall.
Man is constantly pinning us down so we can't fight.
But we got
and
to
all we
together.
Want to do together. Is go together. On Facebook, yeah. Post new pics, uphold the next episode of Empire
time.
Or Dr. Lick.
Time.
But see, time is constantly going tick,
time.
Tick,
time is so
tick.
Precious.
Towers and buildings being blown up, earthquakes are starting to spit. On a massive scale, everywhere the whole world is living in fear. And every
year, it gets worse.
Just getting worse.
Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and AIDS.
Chemotherapy, radiation.
We are being plagued like the ace of spades. When will we really learn?
We just need to learn
what's really going on out here. Or are we just going to continue living on in fear
and making excuses?
And see, all we really want is freedom. We just want our freedom. Give us back our freedom. We want the freedom to think for ourselves. Freedom not to worry about wealth. High gas prices or what the devil's new device is. We want the freedom to eat original foods. No
freedom.
More GMO, alcohols, or drugs in our hood.
Freedom.
You see, we just want our freedom.
Freedom.
We just need the freedom. The right to live. And be treated with respect, love, and compassion.
Just freedom.
We want our freedom.
Wake up, ain't no turning back, stand firm in the truth, praise Yah, thank you for waking us up, Father.
Father, walk with me through the valley of death. I know you're there every step until I take my last breath. Place your hands upon me, guide my direction. Send your angels for protection till I get back to heaven. Every day is a blessing, every struggle's a lesson. Trying to cut through the wicked ways, these preachers and reverends, they out here teaching deception. Desperate need of correction, spreading lies through your flock like disease and infection. I keep your word as my weapon to any demon that's stepping. Just the sound of your name makes them flee out my section. I know my soul's my connection to my sisters and brethren. Here in spirit and truth, we out here giving your message. And every day we are tested while pursuing perfection. Condemned to this lesson, to this life we were destined. There ain't no need for the guessing. The world gon' feel my presence till my soul is resting and I make my exit. Wake up, little children, arise out of slumber. Every day that passes by, the losses keep getting dumber. You have the blind leading the blind, sleep walking through life. More concerned with how they look and what their money could buy. While minute after minute, the time keeps ticking. The earth is being given into the hands of the wicked. Our Father poured His Spirit out on all that are living, sending dreams and visions. They still won't listen. Prophecies written, knowledge once forbidden, it's now in our faces. The feeling's been lifted. We see through the evil, we recognize the serpent, we understand the verses and Deuteronomy curses. We've humbled ourselves to become His holy servants, walking this earth to fulfill His only purpose. Enduring every day, but we know the end is certain. Once that sky cracks open, it'll all be worth it.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. We have a few minutes left in the show, y'all. Oh, man. But nevertheless, you know how your girl do it. We bring it right back to ya for next time. Once again, I just want to reiterate, never give up on yourself and your goals, your dreams that you're trying to achieve. You know, no matter what, you got to continue to fight. Got to continue to fight through it all. You know, the hatred that people give you, the discord, whatever the case may be, you got to continue to fight. If that's something that you believe, excuse me, that you are passionate about, that you want to achieve and do, then you can do it. You can definitely do it. All you got to do is set your mind in a positive frame and go for it and achieve it. No matter what, don't give up. There have been many times when I wanted to give up, but I never gave up. I had to continue to push myself forward. And now I'm about to achieve something that I've longed to achieve for so many years, and I finally have it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing better because I never gave up. I never gave up. So don't give up. Don't give up the good fight. You've got to continue to march forward, march towards the light. Okay? There's a scripture that says, write the vision, make it plain, continue to run, and do not faint. And I'm paraphrasing, but write the vision, write whatever it is that you want to achieve, write it down, make it plain, state that this is what I'm going to accomplish in my life, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to continue to run the race, and I'm not going to get weary. There was an old song that I used to hear on the radio back in the day. It says, you can't stop me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith on the finishing line. I think I'll stay, you know. And I used to hear that song all the time on the radio, every Sunday, when my grandmother would turn the radio on. And my grandmother's 89 years old, just turned 89. And she's seen a lot in her lifetime. She's gone through so many presidents in her lifetime, and she's still here. So learn from our elders, and we see how they continue to go on and go forward. We got to do the same thing. We can't give up, okay? So don't give up. Continue to fight. We pray for all of our friends and our enemies, those around us, and even our bosses sometimes. We're sending our prayers and condolences out to the family of Nipsey Hussle, and make sure that you shed some light, spread some love. Until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it's your last, because life has its struggles. But always take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I am your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back here next time. Peace.
Running shoot pro, 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few about to holler, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, Jewelers like yo. Hustle, holler at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Got that saloon, just smoke. Look, listening to music at the Maya Ruins. Through devotion on the fluid ocean. My cultural influence, even revolution. I'm in a credit vertical, y'all niggas fluid. They tell me how to dumb it down, you got confusion. It's like that weirdo rap, you motherfucking chips. I'm a urban legend. South Central and South Texas. That express our curfew section. Just evidence of a divine presence. Flex. That we gotta talk our same records. Gotta heal, but gotta eat for effort. Strip. Drop them off in the Mojave Desert. Left. Ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making myths. Straighten out my jewelry on my best trip. Well known. Pick up in jail calls. Catch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga. Play chess, not checkers. Nigga 38 special for you clever niggas. Keep up. You ain't living down by the street call. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD from. Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.